dearest.
Hi, I'm Kai, aka Adi.
And welcome to Thought Digest, where we
amplify conversations
one thought at a time. Welcome, 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 Jesties.
Every time we say our intro, it just the longer we sit on this couch, the more iconic it feels.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It just feels like
we have arrived.
You know,
the ones that amplify.
Amplify
the conversation.
It feels really powerful to even just say the intro. And if you say the intro with us, you're part of the power. Hey, Garrett. Hi, guys. I feel like I haven't spoken to the Jesties in a while, and we bumped into each other this Friday.
Coincidentally, yes. And last week, and we've bumped into each other.
We've been seeing each other quite often.
Outside of the couch.
Yeah. But as for talking to the Jesties, it's been a minute. Mm, Sunny went on, guys. The last time I sat here, I was preparing for Kenya. It's been, I think, 3 weeks since Kenya now. Two or three weeks?
We on our third week.
Okay. 3 weeks. By the time you see this, would have been 3 weeks since Kenya. And wow, guys, Kenya, thank you for having me, man. Mm-hmm. Kenya was splendid. But also, I must say, it feels a lot like home. Okay. Like here, it feels very much like South Africa. Unless you, I think city center felt like South Africa, just maybe not Joburg, because their infrastructure is not like ours. Mm. But I would say something like Gqeberha, kind of. Kenya feels very familiar. The people, they look very familiar too. We look very similar. I got mistaken for a Kenyan lady quite a lot.
Okay.
People would just come up to me speaking Swahili, and I just be like, hey.
Hey, I'm so sorry. I'm foreigner.
Yeah. So that was very interesting. So that Kenyan women look like South African women. Because I think I was mistaken for Kenyan a lot, because I have a big forehead. And Kenyan women have big foreheads. So I was like, it's fine, I get it. Plus, I had a very
very much giving.
I was giving Kenya.
Yes.
Even the Maasai mistook me for a Kenyan.
What?
Yeah, it was interesting. But we went to Amboseli. So Amboseli is about a 5-hour drive from Nairobi.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the bush. Amboseli directly translates to dry land. Mm-hmm. So we were in the bush, very close to Maasai villages. We visited some Maasai villages. Guys,
I'm
sure
Kenyan Jesties are so excited. Sorry to
catch
you.
Yeah, I wish I had maybe a Jestie link up, but because it was a work trip, I had no time for leisure. Mm. One of my friends, Melissa, did stay over in Kenya. But I was too exhausted to stay over, and I'll come up with my own itinerary. Maybe next time when I go to Kenya, obviously it will be a leisure trip. Mm. But I would have loved to meet some Jesties from there. Do I give this away? Let me say this. The trip was priceless.
Okay.
Absolutely priceless, guys. The experiences themselves. Travel, I always encourage people to travel, because it opens up your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives you a greater view of the world. I think sometimes just being in your home country, or even just being in one city consistently,
it narrows your mind.
So allowing yourself to even socialize with people from other countries. I made friends with some lovely Kenyan ladies. Hi, Jules. Hi, Sharon. There were two Sharons. Hi. I don't want to say, her name is Sukuma Wiki, but I'm trying to remember her government name. But Sukuma Wiki, blah, 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 blah. Hey, guys. I'll say it. We went on a hot air balloon.
Yes.
And if you ever do anything in your life.
Do a hot air balloon.
It sounds mundane. I promise you, it sounds a little
but
to be at eye level with Mount Kilimanjaro to my right, and the sun to my left.
Oh my God.
Is a beyond human experience. Like, that is otherworldly. It's
You couldn't believe.
I couldn't believe. I was looking at Mount Kilimanjaro eye to eye. Like, this, you know, normally I was like this in the sky. Wow. And there was a moment while we were in the hot air balloon that everybody just went silent. And I think everybody was saying their own prayers. Because when you're there, when you're in the sky that high and you're at eye level with all God's most beautiful creations, you have no choice but to remember him. And there was just a silence that washed over everyone. And it was such it was such a grounding experience. People were crying. Wow. If you ever want to feel the magnificence of our creator, hot air balloon.
I think
be in the sky with nothing enclosing you.
I kind of had a similar experience in Mpumalanga at God's window.
Yeah.
Oh, there is a reason why they call it God's window. You feel like you're seeing the world through God's eyes. Yeah. Like, and it's breathtaking at sunset. And then you're just seeing the mountains and the luscious greenery. And then you're just looking at the travel, as you said, guys, travel.
Wow. Especially, I'm going to, if you do hot air balloon, I don't think there's a hot air balloon experience that will top the one in Amboseli. Like,
okay.
You have, now I have Mount Kilimanjaro there, guys. And Amboseli. It's a phenomenon to experience because Mount Kilimanjaro is in Tanzania. Mm-hmm. But you can see it eye to eye when you're in Kenya. Mm-hmm. And there's snow at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, but right at the bottom, obviously, it's really humid. Mm-hmm. So that tells you how massive the mountain is mm-hmm. and how high up above the ground that we were to be eye level with Mount mm-hmm. Kilimanjaro. So if you ever do hot air balloon, do it in Kenya, do it in Amboseli.
I don't know if I'll do it, but sounds like fun. I'm so scared of heights.
No, guys.
I have an...
Get out and live.
I have such a, like... Kai was talking about doing bungee jumping, and I was like, hell no.
Guys, that's where all my money is
to
going.
No. Like, guys, anything to do with heights. I was literally... So I went to Corona Sunsets, right? And it was a really fun festival. So many different types of experiences. And then there was, like, a Ferris wheel, right? And I remember...
You didn't go on the Ferris wheel?
I went it because Gia Papa. Like, I'll do things, but I'll be scared. So I did it and I was scared and I was at the top of the Ferris wheel and I could only enjoy the view for like 2 seconds before it hit me that I'm so high up the ground and this Ferris wheel was probably built in a day.
Oh, please.
And
I was
like, Lord, please save me.
But it's a good
me.
Memory, good story to tell.
It is a great see? Story to tell.
So even if you're afraid, do it. So no.
I was literally like, I did a video, I'll post it on TikTok where I was like, if y'all see this video, go show ting pilile.
Drama, guys.
I literally felt like I'm getting it. I won't make it. Like, that's how scared I was. I was shaking in my boots. Yeah, I'm glad you enjoyed Kenya, though.
I did. What a canon event in my life. Like, yeah. What a trip to beat. That's the trip to beat, guys. There was a herd of elephants, I think more than 100 elephants that we got to see up close. They crossed the road in front of all of the ranger cars. Herd of elephants. I was just like, I was in a giraffe's mouth.
Oh, my God.
I mean, not my whole body, but my whole hand was in the giraffe's mouth. I got a new booty. His name is Eddie.
The giraffe?
Yeah. Eddie, wherever you are.
Love you, know, boo-boo.
Eddie's a Casanova. Eddie impregnated 7 giraffes. To be fair, he was the only man in the you know.
In the enclosure.
Yeah, in the enclosure, he was the only man. So I forgive you, babe.
Making excuse for males cheating, even in
it's
animals.
Not cheating. They have to be fruitful and multiply. Yeah, and Eddie got it like that. But I'm going to be sharing all the content. I know everybody's like, "How is the Kenya content?" I'm also waiting to release it, guys. It's a work trip, and so I have to hear
from the higher ups.
Yeah, I have to wait for the higher ups to say, hey, now you can release.
Now it can go out.
But there's about 2 weeks worth of content just sitting there waiting. Guys, what I wore to the hot air balloon.
She had a dress made, y'all, just for context. She had a dress made.
Anyway, I think that's a long enough life update. Sometimes our life updates get too long.
Because we have a lot of life to update.
We have a lot of life, guys.
There's a lot of life.
In, I think, 2 months' time, you're going to know how much life
there is to update on. Well, on my behalf, I wrote tests. So I had test week. Yeah. Very excruciatingly painful, excruciatingly exhausting. You're laughing at the pain I'm feeling. No shame. It was so
in your face.
Traumatizing, y'all. It was so traumatizing. Yeah. I've never been traumatized like that. And I feel like the trauma stems from the fact that, like, I'm doing this the second time and I'm still getting shocked in the paper. Mm. You know, I feel like that's what, like, traumatizes me even more. And I'm just at the point where I'm just like, yes, then let's leave it to God. I'll do my utter best the rest of the... Because I literally have a month left of postgrad. So I'll do my utter best to this month that I have left, give it my all. And the outcome is honestly fruits of labor and God. And I hope God makes it that way, like the right way, so that I can come back and sit on this couch and say, by the way, I am an honors graduate in accounting. Yebo, I can do my own taxes. If you're an influencer and you need your taxes done, hire my company.
Do I have a discount?
Of course.
Okay.
Hire my company. Because I am clearly proficient in taxation.
You get it.
So yeah, so let's go into the light girl chat. So our girl chat, our topic actually for this episode is blooming. Mm-hmm. Because we're still in spring. So last week we're planting seeds. The week before that, we were, what, weeding out?
Yeah.
So we went from weeding out to planting seeds. Now we're blooming. Oh, my God.
It's sequential.
Now we're blooming. So what is blooming? What do you think of when you think of the word blooming?
What do I think of when I think of the word blooming?
Mm.
I think showing up, taking up space, emitting beauty in speech and in, you know, appearance and in relationship as well. That's what I think blooming is, or blossom. You can see the candle.
Blossom.
That's what I think blooming is. I think my more heavier takes, obviously I'll leave them for the long topic. But in essence, I think on the outside, the whole wellness and that to me on the surface is blooming. What is it to you?
I think blooming for me is like we've planted the seed, like we've readied the land, we've planted the seed, and now the seed is blooming. I just picture like petals of a flower, like a flower that was closed for so long, and now it's in its season to like open up and like just shine and just draw in the bees, you know? That's what blooming is. That's how I visualize it to me. But now let's make it a bit more personal, right? So I'm going to ask you, what area in your life do you want to bloom, or do you feel like it's currently in blooming?
My free will. Let me. Okay. This is girl on I always quote people on TikTok. Guys, TikTok is the modern, well, TikTokers are the modern philosophers in my opinion. Anyway, she was talking about and I'm going to link this to free will just now, but she was talking about switching your hips. Right, the importance of switching your hips when you walk, right? Basically swaying when you walk, freely moving your hips, right? And she said that, I mean, she was just encouraging us to do it. And a lot of women were saying, oh, no wonder I feel a lot of tension in my hips is because when I walk, I lock them.
Rigid.
I'm very rigid, right? And I thought to myself, where does that come from? Where does the lack of switching hips come from? And I remember when we were younger, anybody who walked that way was looking for attention from the boys. Because it is a very attractive way to walk. Swaying.
Very sensual.
Very sensual way to walk. Very feminine. Very confident way to walk. And the adults would villainize that and say, oh, Tanda Bafana, why is she walking like this? Even in high school, remember, when the girls would sway their hips and make their butts pop out a little bit, we also kind of hypersexualized that. We're like, oh, she just wants attention from the boys. She was, and all she was doing was walking, right? But we've associated even just a walk to male-centeredness. And most of the time, it isn't, right? And because it was so hypersexualized and frowned upon, we started walking rigidly. And then that caused tension in our hips. So that kind of, or having rigidness in your hips leads to lower back problems and issues in your hamstring, hamstring issues, right? That's what causes a lot of ladies' cramps, and I have lower back issues. And I realize it's because I don't sway my hips. I don't switch my hips, right? I say that to say this, that the part of me that is blooming now is a part of me that is undoing a lot of hypersexualization as a child, hypersexualized thoughts and behaviors as a child that I witnessed from adults. Switching your hips is a very feminine thing. It allows your body movement. And when you move your body, you exercise the mind, right? You free the mind. And so I'm using my free will at my own discretion. Even things like, there's even another lady that said, go crazy, right? And be weird. Be intentional about being weird, because not all of us are intrinsically princesses. Some of us, you know, are clowns. And we can be a princess from time to time. And then we can be a gargoyle. And then we can be a villain, right? So the part of me that wants to bloom or is in the process of blooming is the part of me that is exercising my free will to its max. Because, yes, people are watching, but do they matter? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yes, people are peering into your life, but do their opinions have any weight in what you do? So switch your hips. You know what I'm saying? Wear the heel. Do the blush, you know? Wear the purple hair. Do things that make you feel most alive, because as I'll, you know, explain in the, well, share my thoughts in the long topic, I think that there's a absurdity in life that encourages you to, not even encourages you, but makes you see its meaninglessness, you know? That's, I'll expand on that later. But the essence is, I want to use my free will. I'm going to go to the dance class. I want to do the pottery. I want to jump off the cliff. I want to go on a hot air balloon. I want to dance with the Maasai. I want to. And for a very long time, I think I didn't, because maybe I was not fully aware of how autonomous I am. You know, and how, what's the word that I'm looking for? Not autonomous. Sovereign. Ah! Practice your sovereignty. You are in charge. You get what I'm saying? And, okay, I'm yapping. Go ahead.
That's I'm just listening to Miss Free Will, Mrs. Sovereign.
Free Will, I am sovereign. You hear me? This is my world.
For me, I think the part of me that is in bloom, or I want to see in bloom, is, I guess, becoming the version of me that people see in me. Like, oh, you know, like, so I think I've been so, like, yo, like I was watching a TikTok today in the morning. Haha, TikTok.
I told you, modern day philosophers.
TikTok, but don't doom scroll.
Yeah.
So I was watching a TikTok this morning, and this girl was going on a whole, she was like, speaking, she was like, no, I was having a conversation with my sister of how I was bullied in high school, right? In primary school, actually. How I was bullied in primary school. And then my sister was like, I must actually come and share it here on TikTok. Yo, Miss Mem was bullied. Like, she was bullied, guys. Bullied so scarily, you know? Mm. And when she mentioned this thing, it reminded me of my bullying. You know, I've always, like, been afraid. Like, I say that I've been bullied, but I've always been afraid to, like, identify that that was a part of my life that happened. Because I it's a thing of, like, oh, no, maybe they're not the same anymore. Or maybe there's a reason why they bullied me, which is so dumb. Like, looking for a reason why your bully bullied you, you know. And I didn't realize the impact of that bullying on how I carry myself in my life. So I'm very confident, yes, but it's false confidence. You know, like I come in a room and I present myself and I can talk to people and I can speak in front of a crowd and everything, but it's like reinforced confidence. It's false confidence. It does not come from within me. It comes from it was confidence built on a shield.
Oh.
You know, so like what it is.
What made you realize that?
Like, in the shower, listening to that TikTok.
Yeah.
So, like, I just realized that, no, like, I walk around and say I'm confident. I walk around and I'm able to public speak. I'm able to take up space. I'm able to do all those things. But I don't, in deep down in the core of me, feel that way. You know, in the core of me, I don't feel that confidence that I exude on the outside. And then it made me realize that my confidence is literally a brick wall that I built up as a shield. Because you can't really bully me if I present myself confidently. Because then you feel like whatever you are doing to hurt me does not, you don't get satisfaction from bullying me.
Mm.
Because even after you've said this mean comment, even after you've treated me this way, I still excel and exceed better than you, you know? So that's how I kind of like built this wall around me.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, that didn't translate into the core of who I am, you know? I think that's why I tend to use people as crutches for a lot of things, you know? There's like, you know, holding on to something, holding on to a relationship, holding on to this, like being afraid to execute things on my own because I lack that inner confidence, that inner ability to understand that I am that girl deep down,
mm-hmm.
you know, not on the outside of me. So I think that's the area of me that I want to see fully in bloom. Move like the person who people see me as. Move like the person who's helped people create their empires. Like, move like a person who has done that.
I heard that part.
You heard, like, yep. Move like that girl. Like, yeah. Move like the girl who said, move like the girl who thought of Thought Digest.
Do you know, I was thinking of that today.
Like,
I was literally thinking of you in that way today.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like, it's so crazy how, like, I don't exude that. I'm so shy to be that version of me.
Do you think also, and I'm speaking now as your friend and not as your co-host now.
Mm.
Do you think that you are overly considerate of how people will perceive you when you are?
Yes.
Like that?
Yes. Very. That is part and parcel. I had to make it. Oh, part of like this season of my life. I didn't understand God. I was like, God, why? Why? What's going on? And you know what, guys? I'm telling you, God is so good. Like, we're talking about, like, we are turning down brand deals and we don't know if there has to be a God. And I'm getting emotional thinking about it. Because prior to the turmoil, I met a lady, right? A lady who she's doing really well for herself in the industry on the background. Like, a great mind in the PR industry and everything, right? And when I was having, I've been having conversation with her, and she's been like, hey, She's like, stop talking like a little person.
Mm-hmm.
Stop undermining yourself. And And then I think I realized it's because if I walk like the version of myself that you see me as, if I truly embody that essence of who I am, I'm afraid of being arrogant. I'm afraid of being seen as arrogant, as like, oh, she thinks she did it like this. Or I'm afraid of rubbing you off the wrong way. I'm afraid that in me standing in where I'm supposed to be standing, I'm afraid that that weight of me standing there will make others feel less. Yeah. Yeah. And in being considerate of how others may feel, I then lower myself. I lower my value. I lower my mind. I always talk about the brilliance of my mind, but it is truly, truly brilliant, you know? Oh, don't cry now.
I asked you a question because I see it.
Like,
I see you do that.
Like, I really do, like, put myself, like, even in the relationship with, like, you, like, in many of my business relationships, in my scholarly relationships, in relationships with people, I water myself down. I water down my impact. I water down my thing. And then what happens is I build a crutch, and then I use that crutch to lean on. And then now that crutch has been taken away from me, you know. And in that crutch being taken away from me, somebody exercising their sovereignty, in the crutch being taken away from me, it's made me see and realize that I spend so much time reinforcing this crutch and not reinforcing the cement I stand on. So when the crutch is taken away from me, the natural a domino effect is that I feel like I'm falling.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where most of my emotional turmoil stemmed these past 2 weeks. I just felt like I was falling. And the crutch that I built to catch me when I fell was removed. And now it's like, now I have no choice but to build myself. And I guess that's the area of me that is in bloom right now. I'm trying to build myself. Like, yo, guys, God bless that lady. Like, she's like, yeah. Girl, hambo faka ku LinkedIn, creator, co-creator of Thought Digest. Go put that there. Go and put these ideas. Go put that, you know. And it's like, I'm so afraid to take on the fact that, no, man, guys, you can't cook up something like this out of nowhere. Something deep down. We acknowledge the team. We acknowledge the effort. But the mind that brought the team together, the mind that created this effort is mine. And I'm so ready to see it fully in bloom. And that's the season of my life that I am in bloom. I want to see bloom. It's nice to be here. It's very scary.
It's very scary, Mpo, because we're taught to consider others, right? But I think when you do the thing that you do, when you kind of water yourself down so that you're digestible to other people, you're being over-considerate. Mm. You know, you're people-pleasing. That's why I'm like, it's a bit of people-pleasing because you shouldn't suffer. Your peace shouldn't be negatively impacted. Let me say, keeping the peace shouldn't disturb your own. Do you know what I'm saying? If you're keeping the peace at the extent of your inner state, you know, your own state of mind and your own, you know, harmony with yourself, if keeping the peace comes at that expense, then you're not keeping the peace at all. You're keeping their peace. Mm. Does that make sense? You're making yourself responsible for other people's peace. That's not your job. That's not your job. Because everything is going to fall away. Everything. Mm. Even this podcast at some point in our lives will evolve into something that
is beyond
what we ever imagined. Mm. And again, the rug can be pulled out from under your feet very quickly. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And all of these things that you once relied, all of these people that you once considered too much, or these things that you leaned on for your identity, for your confidence, or for validation, they're going to fall away.
Eish.
The partner,
Eish.
The career,
Eish.
The degree,
Eish.
It all falls away at some point. Mm. And you have to look at yourself as you are and build from scratch. So I love that that's the season that you're in, because I've been waiting for this season, because it's like,
yeah,
bro,
yeah,
stand
yeah,
up,
yeah,
be on your, like,
yeah,
stand up, get off yeah. your knees. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I think
you are. And I was thinking about, funny enough, I always imagine future interviews, something I've done as a child,
yeah,
for years. And in my mind this morning, I was like, so when we get interviewed, what's the discourse going to be, right?
Yeah.
About our journey as podcasters yeah. and creators. And in my mind, I was already answering, so where we are now as podcasters would have not happened if it weren't for one voice note that Mpo sent when she was in the bathroom in December 2022. 2023, right? And in that interview, in the future, I was expressing my gratitude for you listening to yourself in that moment. Because ideas are fleeting, but you ran with it. And by running with it, you contacted the first person who seemed, you know, most compatible with on a couch. And that was me. And I'm very grateful for that. Very grateful for that.
Grateful
and
for
you contacted the person you knew had the resources
yes.
to help bring this vision to life. So even in that interview in the future, I was like, okay, important. Anyway, so yeah. I'm glad that the conversation went this way, because I was thinking of you like that this morning.
Yeah, but I think for me, the advice I would give, like being in this season, is to our viewers out there, if you find yourself in a season of your life where you are spending so much time building outside of you, and in that you are neglecting building you, when that thing that does not belong to you, that you spend so much time building, gets taken away, there's nothing left to identify you with. I think that's what, like, scared me the most. It's like, yo, I poured so much of myself. Like, I failed a whole post-grad year. Like, I poured so much of myself into something. And it was like, when it's gone, it's not even identified with me. It's not even identified with my efforts. It's not even identified, because I spent so much time being palatable. Mm-hmm. You know, I spent so much time not walking in that right. Mm-hmm. You know, and then now it's like, now I'm like a baby again. Mm-hmm. And I have to rebuild and rethingy. And now I'm just like, yo, guys, I have so much PTSD. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'm in the season of rebuilding. Do I create new partnerships? Do I go and look for new people? Or do I completely do it alone? Like, it's crazy. Like, it's I'm in, yo, gigu limbo right now in terms of blooming.
It's a beautiful limbo, because it's a limbo that opens your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when things fall away, that's when you know what is meant to stay.
Mm.
You know, the version of yourself that will power through a season where things have gone, you know?
Because like,
different seasons, winter withers things away.
Mm.
But winter doesn't kill. Does that make sense? Winter withers things away so that there's space for reemergence,
new
growth. right? So embrace your winter.
Embrace your winter, girl. You got it.
Yeah. Okay. Any other area of blooming for you? I think I've spoken enough on blooming for me.
Why did you make that facial expression like blooming for me?
Yeah, I've spoken enough on blooming, y'all.
One more thing for me. Somebody, again, modern day philosophers. That's what we're going to call them. Said, normalize making people feel uncomfortable. Right? And I took that and I ran with them like, you're right, right? Because, again, in social settings, we're kind of trained to not offend, right? Mm. And even if what they're doing is offensive, it may be better to be quiet because you don't want to make it awkward. Mm. Does that make sense?
You don't
want to
make it worse.
You don't want to make it worse. And the examples that this person used was, if your friend pulls up to the bri with his side chick, normalize making that friend feel uncomfortable, right? Pointing out that, hey, why are you coming to the bri with your side chick? Like, why are you even cheating in the first place?
I saw that TikTok.
You saw that TikTok, right? Make the room awkward for the purpose of making things right, right? And I must emphasize, for the purpose of making things right, right? If someone says something to you offensive in a group setting, you confront that in the group setting, right? Because you need to let the entire group know that this is not going to slide.
Does not pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is not going
to. You must walk around eggshells around me. You must know this. You don't say.
Don't feel bad for making people walk on eggshells. Eggshells they should walk on, right? Assert again sovereignty. And so that's a part of me that is in bloom already. It's not blooming. It's in bloom. If I feel like you're disrespecting me, you're going to know I'm exercising my sovereignty because it's my life. You know what I mean? Even if it makes you feel uncomfortable, I couldn't care less. You will not get away with treating me subpar, below what I know I deserve, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care what the scenario is. You will not get my intentionality around making people feel uncomfortable is with the means of making them know that you won't get away with it. Mm. You know what I mean? That's what I mean. I mean, you will not get away with this. However you receive it is up to you. I'm not the dictator of how you feel. But I have normalized, even in my family. I'm just like, you're doing rubbish. And I'll tell you, you're doing rubbish right now. Whether you're older or you're younger. I must acknowledge that there is a how.
Yes.
It's not just that you said it. It's how you said it as well. So yes. Obviously, different people, you approach them differently.
Yes.
Right? My father, the way I talk to my father, if I'm unhappy with something my father said versus the way I talk to my brother is very different. My father, I'll just be like, I don't like what you said, Dad. You know, I must add the dad at the end or, oh, Daddy, that's not very nice. You know, because that's my father. I'm his little girl. I must. Mm. When it comes to a brother or a colleague or a friend, it's the foot down. It's like, pattern up. Get it together. The hell are you doing? You know what I mean? So I've normalized making people feel uncomfortable for the purpose of progress, for the purpose of doing something that's right, for the purpose of being good. And how that's received is not up to me, you know?
I guess we have bloomed enough.
Yes.
I can't believe that was just a girl chat.
Yeah.
Let's go into the game. So for game, guys, we're going to do 30 seconds. I think.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, I'm going to spend. Okay, wait. I was about to say something that was very spoiler. But anyways, let's get into the game. Let's get into the game.
If I could know what's happening in your mind.
Ah, man.
You're just reading to me the whole time?
Okay.
I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Take half. Okay, we have 30 seconds. Do you got the timer?
Oh, thanks, Tabang. Tabang's on his Zoom.
No, Tabang has studied us.
Nah, he has.
Tabang has studied.
I think Tabang can sit on this couch at this point.
No, guys, Tabang is going
to run the show on his own.
No, Tabang is going with us very far, guys.
Very, very far, Tabang. I'm not going to leave you behind. Anyway.
Let's go.
Oh, you're starting.
Okay, wait. Are you ready? Okay. Ooh, okay, so she's a girl in the woods and she saw a wolf.
Goldilocks.
No,
it's not Goldilocks. A wolf.
Yes.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yebo. you use it to go over a river.
A bridge.
Yes. It's the place where most national decisions are made.
Parliament.
Yes. You.
You're good at describing.
I don't know who this the last.
Oh, I got 4 points.
Three. Yeah, Little Red Riding Hood Bridge and Parliament.
Okay, we can't flip the thing, nah?
Yes. You gotta read the side you got.
Okay. Are we on? Okay. The person who built the ark?
Noah.
The airports, the airport here in Joburg?
Or Tambo Say International Airport. The or Tambo
Inter. No. Who's that person?
Orlando. Orlando.
No.
Oliver.
Yes.
Oliver Tambo. Yes.
It's a song. I can't do anything except hum it.
Okay.
Mamma Mia.
It
was Noah, Mamma Mia, Gravel, Oliver Tambo, and One Time.
Okay. One time only.
No. One night only.
I know it's one night only. I know it's one night only.
Okay, you're reading blue, I'm reading yellow.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready. Yeah. It's where there is it has different channels.
Yes, TV.
No, you are right.
SABC.
Yes.
SABC 1, yes. SABC 2,
yes.
SABC
you got 3. It. You got it. It's a soccer team, ne? I think they wear red. Not Manchester.
Oh.
No, the other one. Starts with the first letter of the alphabet. Okay. She's a black supermodel. Not Tyra, the real one. Naomi Campbell.
Damn. Oh, you should have said the one that has beef with Elsa, or Elsa has beef with her, or something.
Which Elsa? Which Elsa?
Elsa Majimbo.
Oh yes. Oh shame. Ah, she did weird things. Oh Naomi.
Okay. King, go. The capital of this country is Beijing.
China.
Yes. She sings Back to Black. You go back to her and I go back to...
I don't know. Life? I don't know her name.
You don't know her name?
Yeah, Adele. Okay.
No, she passed away in a bathtub. OD? I think she OD'd.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. A car brand that starts with... I can't say the first letter. Name the car brand. It has an animal that's doing this.
Jaguar.
No.
What?
Peugeot.
Ooh.
Peugeot. Is that how you say
I would have said Piguet. Is it spelled like Piguet?
Yeah, it's spelled like that, yeah, but, you know.
Piguet. Okay. I don't even know what scores we have at this point.
I also don't know.
Okay. Let's go. Opposite of South.
North.
It's a country with...
North Korea.
Donald Trump.
Oh, country with North America.
Yeah. He's like the head, kind of like, who do the monks pray to? Like
the monks pray to somebody,
like
Buddha.
Yeah, bo, I think so. Article.
The.
When you drink a lot of alcohol, you wake up with a
hangover. The hangover.
Yeah. Okay.
That's so good. Woo! Okay. The richest square mile in Africa.
Sandton City.
Nice. This game.
Rock, paper, scissors.
But instead of rock, paper, scissors, we go mm. It starts with a... No, I can't say it starts with...
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
We don't say rock, paper... We didn't say rock, paper, scissors growing up. We said... Okay. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, anyway. Article.
The.
Opposite of light.
The black.
Opposite of light.
The dark.
Yes. When you're old, it's your...
Time.
What was it? The dark what?
The dark ages.
What is the thing?
Ching chong
cha. Ching chong cha. Okay.
She got Sandton City.
Yeah, that's what. That's the four. No, that's the four. That's Remember, five. It was three.
Oh, okay. And Buddha. No, I got Buddha.
It's four. I have four. She has seven. Okay, let's go. Mina, I think you have the easier ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because these ones here.
Because look at this. Listen to this. It's a television show, all Sweet Guluva and stuff.
Oh, Big Brother.
Yes. It's a car brand that we would like to work with.
Mazda.
Yes. It's the... Okay, article.
The?
Ooh, in the jungle, the mighty jungle.
Where does that come from?
The lion sleeps tonight.
Yeah, the Lion King.
I just wanted you to say the lion sleeps tonight to sing this song.
Damn it.
In the jungle.
And yours are so hard, dude. I've been swiping through these cards hoping for something
Nothing.
Easy.
Dololo.
Okay. We can go. The cartoon, not the cartoon, the Disney princess with the red hair in the ocean.
Oh, the Little Mermaid.
Yes. One person, many?
People.
Mm. I think the yeah, no, you're right.
Okay.
The capital of Denmark.
Sweet Denmark. Shoo. Mm-hmm. I didn't do geography.
What is it's Copenhagen, eh? Copenhagen.
That was a great game.
The Little Mermaid people in Copenhagen. That was. Then the others were Reese Witherspoon and Hugh Hefner. Oh. Who was Hugh Hefner? The Playboy, ne?
Yes, damn. I think so, yes. But I wouldn't have guessed him. Oh, Hugh Hefner.
The dirty old man.
Look at how easy Kaya's was going to be. Prince Charles, The Jungle Book, Kaya Licha, Grand Prix.
Damn, that's so easy. Yo, yours were... Mediclinic, Elizabeth Hurley, The Hobbit, Cecil John Rhodes. Who's Cecil John Rhodes?
That was a crazy. Great game of 30 seconds. Woo. Are you still burning?
Yeah, she's a little. It's the long sleeve. No, I set myself up.
You did.
I did.
You really
nobody,
did.
Nobody should feel sorry for me. I did it to myself.
Okay, guys, let's go into a deep dive of blooming into yourself. We've been talking about bloom now. Let's go deeper. Name? Okay, now that we're going deeper, mm-hmm. I wanted to ask, do you think blooming is a one-time thing?
Absolutely not. Okay. I think for me, I was associating... Taman, could I please have my hand back? Taman, I was associating blooming with identity and how I feel identity and personality... No, my handbag, not juice.
Oh, I wanted juice.
Thank you. Yeah, I was associating identity with blooming and character because all of these things I believe are seasonal, right? It's all a matter of how we show up when we show up, and blooming is also seasonal. Like I said, there's a winter where nothing really blooms, right? It's a season where you're getting to understand yourself. You're understanding yourself. You are establishing yourself. You are grounding yourself, mm-hmm. and so you will not necessarily bloom in that season per se, right? So I do think it changes, it evolves. You can even be a daisy this month and be a rose the next and be a black and be a dandelion the next. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can even be, what is a really poisonous plant? Like,
I don't know, a rose with thorns.
No, you can be a rose with thorns because... different seasons of life bring out different
versions
of you. We spoke about this last month when we were talking about the layers of womanhood and how we need to honor all the women we once were and give space for the women that we're yet to become. Right? Yeah. And that could be good.
Or bad.
Good or bad, you know? Because
That's real. But then, okay, now that brings me to a question, right? Mm-hmm. If there's different seasons and different layers of people and character... thoughts, beliefs, all those things evolve, whether they evolve to be stronger, whether they become deconstructed, whatever it may be, I want to ask, then does that mean that if, for instance, somebody did something terrible in a season of their life that they were in, for instance, maybe somebody was a rape apologist, or a rapist, do you think they can bloom out of that?
Those things. Here's my interesting take on this, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say interesting. I think a lot of people will agree, maybe, hopefully. But I think the will and the desire are things that do not change, right? Because those are intrinsic, will always be intrinsic, no matter what your life looks like. Your volition, who you are, you know what I'm saying, and your desires are what make you, and how they show up will differ, right? Mm-hmm. So when you, oh yeah, this is YouTube, we can use the word rape. Mm-hmm. When you rape someone, right, that is a carrying out of desire. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. You want to exert power, and you've chosen the avenue, and this one is a sexual avenue, right? This is, for me, the same applies with pedophiles. It's a desire, it's your volition, it's your will. And so it will show up in that area, and it will always show up in that area. That will not change. I don't believe people who had, who exhibited pedophilic behavior can change. I don't think they can. I don't think rapists can change. Mm-hmm. Because those are things that exude from your essence, from your soul, from your spirit, is the will. That's why,
so how
even in religion, yes?
Okay, even in religion?
Even in religion, I think sensible religion, let me say, even in sensible religion, what is placed above everything is the will. Does that make sense? Mm. You will be judged by your will. And your will is inclusive of your heart, of your desires, of your thoughts, and your intentions. That's the will. That's what you're judged on. And that's what doesn't change.
Cool. But guys, I have something to announce. This is my own, what is it? A spot. What do they call those things that we do when we have ads on this thing?
Shameless promo.
Power spot, power thank spot. You.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
This is my power spot, guys. Oh. If you've made it this far in the video, please go check out my YouTube channel because I have a new show out there.
Oh, yes.
And this episode is coming out on a Monday, and the new the first episode of my show is going to drop on the Wednesday of that Monday.
Okay.
I hope, I can't tell you guys the name yet because I'm still deciding the name.
You're still deciding the name?
Yeah, I'm still deciding the name.
Betrayal.
I'm still deciding the name, but it's something very exciting and it's something that speaks to the essence of who I am, that is true to me. So if you are a Jessie to the core and you just want to see more of me and know more of me, please go check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description as always. Love you guys. Loads. And if you get there and it's because of this video here, go that side and comment pink hearts, my favorite.
Congratulations on your new show, man.
Oh, thank you.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, but I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Contribute to the conversation. Yes. Like, especially if you have some insight into what is innate when it comes to desire and will and how to exercise that. Mm. I will definitely revert back next week with some factual
things just to make sure
that you know the conversation has a lot more weight to it. I was just speaking from
the heart.
I was just speaking from my feelings. Unfortunately
from the core,
I have to admit, Uguti, sometimes I'm only. And I can sleep well at night knowing that.
And lo, I'm all alone. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
Yes, very interesting.
It was a very it took a turn. I very didn't expect it to turn.
Yeah.
To turn, and the conversation was very enlightening.
Yeah.
And I guess when we bloom, we must still keep the essence of who we are in those seasons of bloom. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. I don't know what you guys must comment, since Kia Bloomwa, comment your favorite flower.
Actually, yeah,
comment your favorite flower.
If you made it this far, show us your favorite flower emoji.
Yeah,
you want to do the prompts?
Yeah, subscribe, like, comment, share, follow everything.
We do have our individual YouTube platforms, in case you're just a Jessie and you know us from Thought Digest.
Yes.
We do have She's Mummy Dearest on YouTube as well, Mummy Dearest on Instagram, Mummy Dearest on TikTok. I'm Kaya M on YouTube, Kaya M2, again on YouTube is my vlog channel. Kaya Meek on TikTok, Kaya M on Instagram. So if you can't find us here, you know where to find us. Okay. Bye, guys.